Okay, so to start the interview, what we'll do is we'll just introduce ourselves real quick. So right now we're in Randolph, New Jersey. Today is June 28th,
mm-hmm.
2018. I'm Scott Clausen, and this is my grandmother.
Anna Clausen.
Anna Clausen. This is my grandfather.
Jordan Clausen,
okay. Great. Okay, so if you guys wouldn't mind maybe talking a little bit about how you guys met.
You want to start?
We were both members of a young adult church group. And as a group, we had two meetings a month. One was recreational, and the other one was
business.
When you say business, projects. Do you mean like a service related? Like you'd go out into the community.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, Scott. We
at Christmas time fixing toys for the orphanage.
Okay. Yeah.
And we went to Shangham. It was the Shangham
TB Sanatorium.
Center, and we used to go there and sing for the people, for the patients there. Our group did.
Caroling.
Do you remember any of the songs you sang?
Oh, no. Usually around Christmas time.
The typical Christmas songs?
Typical Christmas songs.
The hits?
Like Joy to the World, Away in a Manger, and Here Comes Santa Claus.
Classic.
And
do you remember how many people were in the group?
Oh, we had it's
a pretty big group then. And yeah. What age was everybody in the group?
Young adults.
All right, so teenagers.
18 to early 20s.
18 through 35.
Okay, yeah.
And the service things we also did, went to orphanages. One anyway, and we had gifts at Easter and Christmas for the kids. Yeah.
Did you make the gifts or did you purchase them?
Collected the prepared them.
Oh, so you would you'd get things that people would donate, and then you would maybe fix them up, and then.
Right.
So do you remember who was in the group first? Or do you remember you both joining the group at the same time?
I was in there first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went in there with my brother Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was more like the leader of it in the beginning to get the group together.
So did he start it?
Well, in a way.
Yeah. And through which church was it through? It was through a Lutheran church, right?
This is a Lutheran church.
Yeah. Is a Lutheran church still there?
Well, in the beginning, we did not have a church in Dover. So we rented from the Swedish Lutheran church. We rented there. We had our service in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back to the regular church service.
Mm-hmm.
We rented the church for an afternoon service for Sunday school and church. And then after that, we built our church.
Oh.
It was a Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Dover. We built that.
And was it far away from the place where you used to have church, the Swedish Lutheran Church?
No, just a block or so away from there. Swedish Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street from the old high school.
Yeah.
And it was a Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. And we joined up with, we had the Lutheran Church from Morristown.
Mm-hmm.
And a Lutheran Church from Livingston. So we were the DML. Dover, Morristown, Livingston.
Yeah. Our young people's group had members from each of the th- three churches.
Okay, so it wasn't, the group wasn't just one church.
No, it was three churches.
It was like a conglomeration of a few churches.
Right.
Yeah. But the pastor from the Lutheran church, Pastor Wingo, he was our, call it advisor or...
Yeah, we'd say that. And with Pastor Claywin from Morristown. You remember him? No?
No, I don't.
So you joined the group first, Grandma.
I joined before Dad, Pop.
Yeah,
did.
And did
yeah.
you join the group, Pop, shortly after you moved here? Or was it a while before you... Like, how'd you hear about the group?
Well, what happened was, I think it was after... I think it was after my mom died that one of the young fellows from that group came to visit and invited me to join.
Oh, so they kind
of went to a first meeting. That's the first time I met Anne at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Just another girl in a meeting.
That's all. Just another girl.
Just some girl. Yeah. So, how long was it before you started dating? So, like, what was that like?
Must have been a couple of years.
It started in 1950. Our group had scheduled a boat ride at Bear Mountain.
Up the Hudson River.
Up the Hudson River.
Nice. This was not your work-related outing. This is kind of a fun outing.
Recreation.
Yeah.
And I had a group of my friends. There was five of us. And we hung together, and all of a sudden this young man comes along. He joins our group.
Tagging along.
And after the boat ride was over, Jorgen asked me if he could take me home. So that's where it started.
Yeah. So was that your plan going into the trip, where you're like, I'm going to tag along with this group over here?
It just happened.
Just kind of happened? Do you remember what your first date was?
Movie.
Yeah. Do you remember what you saw?
I think it was Three Little Words, I think.
Three Little Words. What's that about?
I don't remember.
I guess maybe because...
We went to the Baker Theater in Dover.
The Baker Theater in Dover. Is it still there?
No.
The building is there. Yeah. What is it? That's it.
What is it now?
I don't know. The Spanish have took it over, and they have their own programs, I think, Scott.
Mm-hmm. So is it still a movie theater, though?
They don't show movies.
No. So
they have acts. There's a stage there. They could have their own thing.
Okay,
they could take these seats out and have it. Whatever in there.
It's kind of like a community space now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you remember some of the other dates you went on?
Oh, we went swimming?
Usually after the church group meetings usually ended up going out to a hamburger joint for hamburger and coffee, and then home.
That's why we didn't go on many dates, did we? Just with the Walther League. The name of the group was the Walther League.
That's the name of the Lutheran youth group.
Yeah.
Or the Lutheran...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did go to Hoboken, and Jorgen met me there. We went to the Empire State Building one night, if you remember that.
Vaguely going up the Empire State Building.
You made plans to go to the Empire State Building. You met in Hoboken and went over the river?
Yeah. I got off at this train station in Hoboken, and Pop was there to meet me. And I guess either took the ferry. We had a ferry at that time. Maybe they're still there. Or we took the subway over to New York City. Yeah.
Did you ever get a chance to show Grandma around where you were born in Brooklyn?
I wouldn't know where it is.
Yeah.
It wasn't Brooklyn, it was Manhattan.
Oh, it was in Manhattan you were born. Oh, you walked around Manhattan. But you were born in Brooklyn, right?
I was born in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. My mistake. So at what point did you, what was the marriage proposal like?
I remember we decided that we were serious enough to think about getting married. I remember asking Anna's dad if I could marry her. She said, good. He didn't quite say good riddance, but...
Well, it must not have been that good riddance, because she only moved right next door, pretty much.
That's as far as we got, Scott.
So how long was it between you getting married and buying this piece of property or building on this property?
I really don't know. About a year.
We got married in 52.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 54, it was Memorial Day. The guy came and made the hole for the house. That was in the 54. Memorial Day 54. He dug the hole for the house. So it was 2 years.
Yeah. And this, I think I remember you saying, Pop, that this used to be all orchards, right? Apple orchards?
This used to be all orchard all around here.
Yeah. And you had some of those apple trees in the yard until, I don't know, you cut them all down at some point, right?
Well, Matt and I got busy and there were 7 of them left in the backyard. One by one, we took them down.
Yeah.
Cut them up.
So do you guys remember your wedding? Do you remember your wedding?
Oh, yes.
So what, can you tell me a little bit about your wedding? Like, who was there? Do you remember, I don't know, any of the details? What food people ate? What the cake looked like? What people wore? Music that was played? Did you have a band?
We had, we were quite active in a church, so we invited a lot of the people, a lot of the children to the wedding. And we were married at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, of course, by Pastor Wingo. And the reception was held at the Rockaway Country Club. We had 200 people and a 5-piece polka band, Polish band.
Fantastic.
And, of course, the thing in those days was chicken. So everybody had chicken. And in those days, they used to set a bottle of liquor setups with glasses and, I don't know, what goes with liquor? Soda? Ginger ale?
Yeah.
They had that in the middle of every table.
Uh-huh.
And then we had an open bar. So, and that was great. I remember that.
Pop, do you remember anything else?
And one thing, the photographer that we was supposed to, oh, we had a photographer at the wedding.
Yeah.
But then we're supposed to go down to Morristown.
Yes.
For formal pictures. But they were closed. So we ended up coming back. Yeah. So the photographer at the wedding took some formal pictures, which turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
Was that one from the wedding? The one that...
No.
Yeah, that's from the photographer, Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That cardboard figure.
Yeah.
That was something.
Yeah. Where did you... Did you guys have a honeymoon?
Well, my mom and dad had a lot of people at the house the night of their wedding, so I stayed there and helped them and... We slept on our front porch that night, and then following day we went up to Cape Cod.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
for about 3 or 4 days, wasn't it?
Or about a week. Maybe a week.
And that was during the summer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In June.
At that time, I bet it wasn't, well, not nearly as crowded as people say it is now. I've never been to Cape Cod, but I know that people say it's pretty busy these days.
It is. You know, it wasn't, as I can remember, it wasn't as hot.
Do you remember what we had that supper when we got? Do you remember?
I remember.
Huh?
I remember.
What was it?
Spaghetti.
Of all things, spaghetti.
That was during the, what, one of the nights of the honeymoon?
Yeah, the night, a couple nights after we got there.
Yeah.
That was
What else do you remember from the honeymoon? Do you remember, did you guys go on any trips? Did you just spend a lot of time on the beach?
Took a dune buggy ride over the dunes.
And where was that sandbagger Annie?
Oh, yeah, we stopped at Mystic Harbor.
Connecticut.
And there was a boat on display there. The back of the boat said, Sandbagger Annie.
There wasn't that much going on in those days as there is today, Scott.
What, in terms of things to do at Cape Cod, you mean? When you're at Cape Cod, there wasn't a lot going on?
You know, like today they have concerts and they have this going on, but it was quiet.
Yeah, which sounds nice.
It wasn't crowded at all.
Yeah, just some time to yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember going swimming?
Yeah, we went swimming.
Yeah.
Did we go swimming? We must have gone swimming.
I don't remember going swimming.
Oh, okay. I don't remember, Scott.
I don't think we went swimming at all. I don't remember.
You have pictures of the honeymoon?
Little ones like this.
Yeah.
35 millimeter slides.
Yeah.
I remember after passing Plymouth, we stopped overnight at a motel, and there was no air conditioning. It was beastly hot.
Hot.
Not altogether unlike today, which is also pretty hot.
It was hot, hot.
Hot, hot. Hotter than today.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to this question. So, obviously, as a new parent, this is something I'm interested in, but do you remember when you found out you were going to be parents?
How did we feel about it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Excited?
Yes.
Yep. Did you feel like you were ready?
Well, we decided to let it happen.
We both had jobs and we could take care of a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did your mom do when we told her?
Oh!
She sat down. No, she did.
Okay.
Because it was, because she was excited?
I think so.
Yeah.
Except now she's going to be a grandma, you know? That's a little different from mom. It's grandma.
It has a different sound to it.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long after you guys got married did you, was Uncle John born?
2.5 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And at that point, you were both in your mid-20s?
I was 23, 24, 26, and Pop was around there, about 27.
Yeah.
26, 27.
That'd be considered young by today's standards.
It is, absolutely.
So one would think that you were, I guess people grew up faster in those days.
I remember what my dad said when I told him that we were getting married. He said we weren't dry enough behind the ears yet.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
We showed them, though.
Yeah. Look at this. You have this house, four beautiful boys.
Our home and four kids.
Do you have any stories from when you were new parents and you came up across something that you was unexpected, or a moment where you were like, oh, what'd we get ourselves into? Or...
Yeah, when Mark fell off the bunk bed.
What happened?
Who?
Mark.
It was
Mark, the bunk bed upstairs.
Well, that was much later, because I remember you were up already, and little John was standing up in the crib, and all of a sudden he goes over the top of the crib, heading for the floor. I dove out of the bed, thump, trying to catch him. I didn't quite catch him.
That explains it all today.
But he was just shaken up. There was a carpet underneath there, so it wasn't quite a hard floor that he landed on. But he cried for a half a minute or so, and then he was okay.
Yeah.
But it scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, that's scary. How far did he fall?
From about that high up.
And how old was he?
He wasn't a year old yet.
Those kind of cribs are out of circulation. The ones that the sides come down?
Yeah, they don't allow those anymore.
The side was up. The side didn't come down.
He climbed over it.
Yeah. He fell over it. Little boys, little children are top heavy.
Yeah, Henry certainly is. Sometimes he wobbles all
As
around.
You well know.
Yeah. So, I mean, having four boys, you probably came up against a little bit of a rambunctiousness with the four boys. Times where they kind of...
Can't remember anything.
Got into a little bit of trouble. Like, what's a story that I remember? Maybe the time where they played football in the living room.
Oh.
And I think something got knocked over.
Yeah, we had Hummels on the fireplace, on the mantelpiece. And we had gone to a wedding or reception, I don't remember what it was, but when we got home, everybody pointed a finger at Mark. Poor Mark.
They were always blaming Mark.
Why do you think that was?
No reason, I don't think. Mark was not an athletic person. He was more like studying and reading and doing that. Mm-hmm. And the other three were more athletic. So maybe, you know, they could pick on him. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know who actually did it? Or was it just all of them? They were just all messing around and they knocked something off and they were like, it was Mark.
And the only other thing, when Mark was a little older, what was he, four or five, when he fell off the bunk bed. That was terrible. He didn't want to put the side up. And Dad and I were watching TV and we heard a crash.
He rolled off the bed and
off the top.
Landed, he hit the corner of the of a night table. When I got up there, his eye was invisible in blood. Oof. He had a broken nose, and then he had a fractured eye socket.
Oof.
But no permanent damage.
That was frightening.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only worst thing I can think of, Scott. That was really bad.
The only other incident we had, when Johnny was, I don't know what he was, four or five, I was building the wall on the back of the house, and he was on top of the wall playing with his little cars or whatever, and he fell off the wall, and he hit his corner on the footing and had a gash in his head. Mm.
I think falling off the bunk bed was worse.
Yeah.
That was...
One of them you had dug up a tree, and there was like a muddy hole, and I think one of you, you told okay. one of them like not to go near the hole, and who was it? Which
what?
Your dad.
My dad. What, so?
Well, I had removed the tree
mm-hmm.
by cutting the roots, and then digging around, took the stump out. Left a hole, so I filled the hole up and I poured water into it to settle it down. I told them told the kids to stay out of it. So one of the older ones, I don't know whether it was John or probably John, told him to walk through it while he went up to his knees and up to his elbows in it.
We should have left him there. Maybe we could have grown more Stevens.
And then he was squalling. I pulled him out. When I pulled him out, I walked him over to the, carried him over to the faucet. Of course, the water was cold and hosed him off while he was squalling. And John probably was around the corner and laughing his head off.
That's it was too.
That's the power of an older brother, huh?
I can't think of anything else. I don't think about.
Remember when they were? So that was mostly all when they were pretty young. That stuff,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember what they were like when they were teenagers. When they were in high school.
I think they were normal teenagers. No problems.
Yeah.
Went to track and... Like, your dad was great at pole vaulting.
Mm-hmm.
He was a champion one year.
Do you remember ever watching him?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Was it ever scary to watch him throw himself over that bar?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
We went to, what was it, Rutgers? Where
yeah.
In Rutgers, they had the meet in Rutgers. We were down there, and he won.
Yeah.
He won the state championship for pole vaulting.
Yeah.
Which was, his record was beaten the next year.
I think I heard by somebody who came in and then left.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't even stick
around.
Somebody
from California came in, who practices all day, every day. He came in for, what, a year or half a year? You beat Steve. That happens.
Yeah. It must have been pretty neat seeing him win the state championship.
It was, yeah. And John was good at running. He that was his thing, running.
I don't think Mark got involved with any.
No, Mark was in a band. Remember, he was in a
band. Marching band, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did he play?
Well, let's see. What did he start out? He ended up with a drum, bass drum. I don't know what he... Because he took up a clarinet.
Steve took up the...
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
I think Mark played the drum, I think,
mm-hmm.
in a marching band.
Yeah, then I think you're right. My dad played
Steve,
the trumpet, right?
Matt didn't take any instrument.
No, he wanted to play drums, but never got that far.
John didn't play anything either, did
John?
He?
John? Saxophone, he was good.
Oh, okay.
He was good.
I thought, yes.
John was good on the sax.
Did they ever, so you had one of the boys playing a drum, another one playing the trumpet, another one playing the saxophone. Were they all ever playing in the house at the same time?
No.
No. You remember? You don't remember them practicing?
Were they practicing in the house?
Yeah.
I don't remember him doing that here. Do you? And they all had cars at one time or another, but old broken down cars, nothing new. We bought Mark an old beat up truck. And he had to go to Texas.
He drove all the way to Texas with that old truck.
Yeah. And he had problems.
A Mitsubishi truck. And then from time to time he'd call up and say, I got this problem, I got that problem. So I walked him through it and he fixed it and got home.
It's amazing.
Calling from a payphone, I bet, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
The what?
Calling from a payphone, having car trouble.
Didn't have cell phones yet.
Yeah. That's probably something that not many people would do nowadays. Go out on the road without their cell phone. And
see, Mark was in the ROTC.
Mm-hmm.
And was he in the National Guard? He couldn't have been in the National Guard when you went to Texas.
Air Force. Air Force ROTC. Well, it was ROTC, but then he went into the Air Force.
Yes.
And he became a weather specialist while he was in the Air Force.
And so he learned meteorology through the Air Force. He kind of got his training.
Penn State.
Yeah.
Penn State.
So it was ROTC Air Force, but it was through Penn State?
Yes.
Okay. So was that typical at the time is that still the case that colleges and universities have programs through their school where you can be both in the military and going to that college at the same time?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I see, yes. So sometimes I know that people who sign up for the Army, they're given the opportunity to go to college.
Reserve Officers Training Program.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the ROTC has allowed him to study meteorology.
Not just, could be anything.
Right, but him in particular, he studied.
Well, he was studying weather and everything to do with weather and computers.
Mm-hmm. Which is still what he does, right?
Hmm?
He's still involved in piloting software and testing and running software for.
I tell you the truth, I don't know what he does, Scott.
It's less weather related than it is what he's doing.
Yeah.
A lot of confidential government contract type.
Uh huh.
Mark was always the one that was coming up with little gabs. I remember one time he was in the hospital with appendicitis. So he was recovering from appendicitis. And we went to visit him at the hospital. He took us by the hand and says, I've heard of electric chair, but electric bed is ridiculous. Remember that?
That's kind of always how Uncle Mark's been, right? Puns and jokes and always having a laugh.
He told a story when he was, every morning they had a meeting and he had to give his weather report to the airbase commander and all the officers in the area. So the base commander asked him, he says, well, what do you have on your crystal board this morning? It just so happened that he had a small crystal board. He reaches into his grip and puts it on the table.
Mark,
it was unplanned, but
dry humor.
he was typical of Mark. But it was totally unexpected by the people around the desk. And now he's going to retire within the year.
Uncle Mark is.
Yeah.
And I think my dad is too.
Yeah.
And then Uncle John's already retired, right?
Yep.
Well, yep, he is.
For several years.
And Uncle Matt probably has a few more years left.
Don't rush it.
Couple three.
Don't rush it, Scott.
I know.
It ain't what what it seems to be.
Retirement?
Yeah.
And I've talked to my dad about it a few times. I'm like, are you excited to retire? And he's like, a little bit, but also not all that excited, because part of him doesn't totally know what he's going to do with himself, even though he has a lot of hobbies, obviously.
Yeah. Well, they're going to miss him at work.
Yeah.
Boy. And Matt says there's no electrician like your dad. Matt says he's the best.
He really is very talented at what he does. I don't think he realizes it either. There have been a couple times I've had him come to my house just to help me with a couple things, and he... just to watch how quickly he can work through things and
how he amazing.
solves problems. And then he kind of walks me through some stuff, and I'm trying to do it, you know, with my clumsiness. And he's like, ah, like, why would you just do it this way? And he just, like, grabs the pliers from me and does it. And I don't think he realizes how talented he is. He, like, almost expects other people. He's like, this is just common sense.
That's not good when people are supposed to be doing the work.
I know.
And Steve ends up doing it for him.
Yeah, well, I think my dad, even when he's been foreman and stuff, he always finds it easier just to do the stuff himself rather than
have
to rely on other people. Yeah.
That's why Steve
All four of our guys, they turned out to be really talented. Not all in the same way, but in their own ways and whatever they're doing.
Well, I mean, you yourself, you're a pretty talented engineer.
Well, I don't know how talented an engineer I am, but one thing I learned at Stevens was learn how to think.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are not being taught how to think. They're being taught how to follow, like sheep.
So more like engineering thinking is almost what you feel like you've learned how to do. It's like looking at a problem and trying to come up with a creative solution for it. Do you, when did you retire?
85. December 85.
Mm-hmm. And Grandma, at that point, had you already stopped working?
I had stopped working, but I was going in to help out until they got somebody to take my place.
Was that at the school?
35.
You worked for another year yet?
No. Yeah. I only worked just for a few months, weeks, until they got somebody to replace me.
Was that at the school?
At the school,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. The best job.
Yeah. What did you like about it so much?
What did I like about it? I had a good boss. And then she didn't want me to call her boss.
No.
But, and the gals I worked with, and there was no pressure. We get the work done as we can, or as we're able to get the work done. And it was just nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
Very relaxing and... a good place to work.
Mm-hmm.
School's a good place to work. It was in those days. I don't know what it's like today, Scott. I kind of missed it, too, because... well, I was more like a bookkeeper, paying the bills and everything. And you got interaction with the companies, and he got interaction with the principals of the other schools and the secretary, so you were kind of part of the thing going on. When you retire, I mean, you're not part of anything.
You feel like you no longer have access to that community.
Right.
Right, when you retire.
Right. And you're not with people. You know, the best part is you got to be with people. In one way or the other.
Is that what you feel like has been your takeaway from all the years of like being, you know, in the Lutheran group and being involved in the school? staying involved in the church and the Eastern Star.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of years in the Eastern Star.
Yeah. So would you feel like that's the big kind of lesson you've learned over the years is how important it is to stay connected to people?
Yes. You have to be with people. Otherwise, if you stay home, you got nobody to talk to except mm-hmm. yourself.
Well, let's face it, the self is not always a great listener.
You better start worrying when you get an answer back, though.
I noticed that, too, at Picatinny. There was one gal came to work. I guess the kids were grown and to get out and doing something. She had kind of a mousy appearance. But after a couple of weeks, her hairdo changed, her clothing changed. She seemed to have perked up.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And this was where? This is at Picatinny.
At Picatinny.
Yeah. Is because you feel like there was a community there?
Yeah, different people. You'd work with different... The other thing I miss about it, I used to hear things going on in the world that the public doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Stuff that you probably couldn't share with just about anybody.
That's right. Yeah. Couldn't share it.
I never asked. It was none of my business. Yeah. There was no why I should ask about it. I didn't.
Basically, I was... working on stuff that goes bang and kills people.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're has-beens. That's what we are.
Huh?
Now we're has-beens.
Nah, you guys are currently ours.
Well, now we can't drive at night.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not active in the Star because I can't. Most of our things happen at night. So I've had to give that up.
Have you ever asked anybody to pick you up for the meetings?
Oh, yeah.
But I not want to impose on people.
Yeah,
Star.
I understand.
You know, I'm not one to do that. And I feel I've had so many good times in the Star that, stay officer 3 times, so I have nothing. I'm at that age where I doesn't matter anymore because I can't drive.
Yeah. Well, I remember all of the parties we went to when we were kids. I remember those very fondly. The Eastern Star parties.
Yep.
Dinner and got to meet Santa Claus.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
When we had the 3 little kids, Scott and Erica and Leanne, at the Masonic Temple, they had Christmas parties for the kids. Remember that? And they were fun.
They were a lot of fun. I remember them.
And we can't have that because nobody has children.
Yeah.
And one time for a fundraiser, we had a model show. And if I find it, the 3 guys, Matt, 4 guys, Matt, Mark, Steve, and John, they modeled clothes. And you should. They all had bow ties and nice jackets and a top hat, you know.
I'd like to see pictures of that.
Yeah, I kind of find, I don't know where, it might be slides where I don't know.
They're buried in the pile of slides. We got hundreds and hundreds of slides.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and your dad, Christmas party, they had the kids do something, whether mm-hmm. sing or dance or something. So your dad was going to do the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
So he started out, and then I don't know whether he got to the 3rd day or so. He says, wait a minute, I've
got
to start
about
all
halfway
over again.
Through. then he turns around and starts from the beginning again.
Yeah. Wish we had that on tape. What do you want, Jordan?
Can you reach my hearing aid box?
All right. Well, I'm gonna stop us to take a break. It's just about out of time. But I want to thank you guys for answering the questions and and telling a few stories, and we can keep talking. This is about to run out of time, so appreciate it.
You can't print.